Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Sista said in the spotlight, day 19. Let's get started. Today, we are shining the spotlight on an American author, activist, civil rights leader. This one you may not have known. Classically trained singer. But one thing that's going to give it all away is she was also the wife of Martin Luther King Jr. We know her as Coretta Scott King. And her quote is, "Hate is too great a burden to bear. It injures the hater more than it injures the hated." Well, this takes me to what they say about grudges. They say that holding a grudge is like drinking the poison and expecting the other person to die from it. Hate is something terrible. Hate is like a cancer. If you keep hate inside, in your body, in your spirit, in your heart, it is going to eat away at you little by little, day by day. Life isn't long enough to be running around here hating people. I'm sorry. It's just not. Because when you hate somebody, first off, you can hate them all day, every day. But 9 times out of 10, when that person goes to bed at night, they're not thinking about you. They put their head on that pillow and go to sleep just as sound and just enjoying that good sleep while you are tossing and turning mad because you hate them so much. You're trying to come up with plots and things to do to get at them, and they don't even realize it. Hate is just too much. Like she said, it is too great a burden to bear. When you run around with hate in your heart, you're only hurting yourself. You're cutting your own days short, putting that extra stress. There are so many other things that you could be doing with your time and your energy than to run around hating other people. So to wrap this one up, the quote again is, "Hate is too great a burden to bear. It injures the hater more than it injures the hated." Stop running around here hating people. Somebody said something about you? Fine. Is it true? Somebody's going around doing things, trying to get under your skin. Is there a way around it? Find it. You, being the hater, putting all this energy into doing things to try to hurt somebody else, really all you're doing is boosting them up. Because the more you try to harm them, to hurt them, to make them feel some type of way, the only thing that's going to happen is they're going to end up with more wins, with more successes, and you're going to see every single one of them. And it's going to make you even madder. It's going to make you hate them even more. But why? What does hating them do for you? How does it help you? Does it add a single day or hour to your life? No. So just stop it. Women do it all the time. Women hate on other women because of men, because of just all sorts of silly little things. Let it go. Let it go. If you hate somebody that much, just steer clear. Don't even go near them. Don't have anything to do with them. You do you, boo. Just let it go. It's not worth it.